Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, June the 30th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning, a taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden ramps up U.S. military deployments across Europe. DeSantis probe of human traffickers cleared by Florida Supreme Court. Six-month-old baby suffering from a rare form of congenital heart disease has finally been approved for a transplant after his evangelical parents fought against orders to have him vaccinated for COVID. And the last living Medal of Honor recipient from World War II died yesterday morning. Biden ramps up U.S. military deployments across Europe, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Joe Biden is ramping up U.S. military deployments across Europe in the coming months, the White House announced on Wednesday. According to a White House fact sheet, Biden has ordered additional bases, soldiers, or assets to be set up in Poland, Romania, the UK, and the Baltics. Poland will receive a permanent headquarters for the U.S. 5th Army Corps. Two additional F-35 squadrons are being sent to the UK, and Romania and the Baltics will see increased rotational deployments. The U.S. is also placing an air defense artillery brigade and short-range air defense battalion in Germany. Italy will also receive a short-range air defense battery. The two deployments will total 625 and 65 personnel, respectively. Despite the fact that Joe Biden said he would stop sending troops around the world, it seems that not only is he going to continue to do that, but we're seeing escalation of it throughout the world. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The Florida Supreme Court yesterday gave permission to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to order a statewide probe into alleged human trafficking activities aided by transnational crime organizations. The court approved DeSantis's request to impanel a statewide grand jury for an initial duration of 12 calendar months to investigate TCOs and their affiliates who allegedly smuggle people, especially children, across the southern border, according to court records reviewed by the Epoch Times. The statewide grand jury would independently investigate the criminal activities alleged in the petition, including human smuggling, kidnapping, and laundering of illegal substances, and make recommendations on current laws and law enforcement methods if deemed necessary, according to the petition. A six-month-old baby suffering from a rare form of congenital heart disease has finally been approved for a transplant after his evangelical parents fought against orders to have him vaccinated for COVID. August Stoll has now been added to the transplant list at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, after his mother blasted the vaccine ultimatum in a post published on Tennessee Stands. August was placed on a ventilator, and they have been scrambling to keep him stable ever since, Mom Hannah Stoll wrote on June the 24th. His heart cannot even function well enough to help him breathe. He is in terrible condition. He is dying. She continued, I firmly believe with absolute confidence that it is despicable, unethical, heartless, and disgusting to withhold a heart from a six-month-old baby over this. Hannah did not disclose which vaccines doctors had ordered August to receive before being added to the transplant list, but some reports reveal COVID-19 was one of them. Our quote of the day, to serve the poor is to go to God. You must see God in the faces of the poor, St. Vincent de Paul. And today we remember the first martyrs of the See of Rome, Christians martyred in the city of Rome during Nero's persecution in 64, an optional memorial on June 30th. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Folks, it's time for Cooking with the King Dude Bougie Developmental Barbecue Tip Session number 3, chicken. You know, when most people think barbecue, they think pig, oink, oink. But actually, good old-fashioned yard bird is the perfect meat for the summer pitmaster. Now look, let's start with some basics here to get you going, okay? And the 3 Trinity rules of the Cooking with the King Dude. All chicken must be brined. No exceptions, don't ask questions, just do it. 2, glazes, sauces, and aiolis must be used for your finish. And 3, use my beast and butt rub to season them up. Okay, let's start with the chicken basics. Use thighs and wings or whole chickens. It's almost impossible to barbecue chicken breast and not turn them into roofing shingles. And you don't want to do that. Aunt Petunia won't like it. My basic brine recipe is simple. You need salt, black peppercorns, and a healthy dose of fresh lemon juice. Now, you want to brine at least for 1 hour. But look, the Trinity is better. Go for the 3. Cooking is a joy, guys, not a chore. And that's the secret that goes into every bag of my Cooking with the King Dude rubs. So go grab a bag or 6 today at mikechurch.com/rubs and happy summer grilling with the Yardbirds, y'all.
Today we remember the first martyrs of the See of Rome, Christians martyred in the city of Rome during Nero's persecution in 64, an optional memorial on June the 30th. The holy men and women are also called the proto-martyrs of Rome. They were accused of burning Rome by Nero, who burned Rome to cover his own crimes. Some martyrs were burned as living torches at evening banquets, some crucified, and others were fed to wild animals. These martyrs died before Saints Peter and Paul and are called disciples of the apostles. The first martyrs of the Church of Rome are celebrated in the Roman Catholic Church as an optional memorial on June 30th. The last living Medal of Honor recipient from World War II died yesterday morning in West Virginia. Herschel Woody Williams was 98 and died peacefully at a Veterans Medical Center. He was a former Marine corporal who earned the military's highest decoration for his bravery in the Battle of Iwo Jima, a hero who fought enemy forces with a flamethrower. Many of our World War II veterans alive today, 80 years after humanity's worst conflict, are centenarians. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.